This show proudly sponsored by Real American Freestyle Wrestling. Hi, everyone. It's Brian Kilmeade here. Are you tired of those uncomfortable dress shirts, especially when they bunch up under a sweater? If so, then you must check out Collars & Co., makers of the Dress Collar Polo. Listen up. These shirts are four-way stretch, buttery soft polos with firm dress collars on them, so they give you the dress shirt look, but extremely comfortable polo feel. You can wear them with anything, under a sweater, with a blazer, or by themselves as an elevated polo. They work for any occasion. These polos are perfect, whether it's in the office, on a golf course, or a night out. Collars & Co. is exploding and have gone viral on social media thanks to the $1 million investment they received on Shark Tank from Mark Cuban and Peter Jones. You don't have to worry about collars that flop down and spread out. They stay firm and sharp all day. It's an amazing array of sweaters, quarter zips, pants, and outerwear. If you're looking for the performance dress shirt or polo that looks great all day, check out collarsandco.com. Use promo code Brian for 15% off of any purchase of $100 or more. That's promo code Brian.
This episode is brought to you by LifeLock. When you visit the doctor, you probably hand over your insurance, your ID, and contact details. It's just one of the many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose it, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
This is about kids being pushed in harm's way by reckless and repeated decisions to get scientists and doctors out of the way and allow conspiracy theories to dictate this country's health policy. I don't see any evidence that you have any regrets about anything you've done or plans to change it. And my last comment is, I hope that you will tell the American people how many preventable child deaths are an acceptable sacrifice for enacting an agenda that I think is fundamentally cruel and defies common sense. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Do I got a reply? Senator, you've sat in that chair for how long, 20, 25 years, while the chronic disease in our children went up to 76%. And you said nothing. You never asked the question why it's happening. Why is this happening? Today, for the first time in 20 years, we learned that infant mortality has increased in our country. It's not because I came in here.
And that is just a little of the personal attacks every way to Sunday. Senator Roger Marshall, I'm sure you saw some of it. Your thoughts?
Brian, good morning. I was there for all of it. I think that, first of all, when you turn the lights on, it turns that place into a theater, and it's too sad. You're spot on. We did not accomplish anything yesterday. It was obvious to me the Democrats, the last person they talked to going in that room was their comms director, not their legislative director, to actually talk about policy. Many of us think that giving children 76 jabs by the time they're old enough to vote is throwing children in harm's way, that there's really no good reason to give a baby on day number one a hepatitis vaccine when you've got a negative test on mom and they're in a stable monogamous relationship. They're not on IV drugs. Of course, you know, I'm an OB, delivered a baby every day for 25 years, and there's just so many ridiculousness of the vaccine schedule. I'm just more of a measured person. I think that when Secretary Kennedy talks about transparency, what we're trying to do is empower parents and the doctors with good information so that you can make the best decision for your child. The Democrats always have this authoritative big brother thing that they think that this, look, if there's any vaccine out there, you should take it, put on 7 masks, let's say 6 foot apart from each other. They've got a prescription for everything. I'm the doctor that wants to inform you and have this discussion with you, and then we make the decision together.
So we know the Harvard poll comes out, and overall, 79% of Americans think vaccines work, 90% of Democrats, 68% of Republicans. You're a doctor. What if, for your kids, what vaccines do you make sure they have?
No, absolutely, the MMR. You start that at 1 year of age. The benefits way outweigh the risk. Polio vaccination, I'm a huge fan of. I've raised money for it as well. The DPT, the diphtheria, pertussis, and tetanus vaccine, I think are all great as well. I'm sure there's more. you know, what I'm concerned about is the interaction amongst them. That when you give all these basically a one-day-old baby, what's it doing to the development of the baby's and the child's immune system? Is this why everybody has a peanut allergy or autoimmune diseases or spiky, autism, all these? I mean, I can't prove any of that. All I know is something is wrong. Let's be a little bit more measured when we choose which vaccines we're going to give. There's a time to get the hepatitis vaccine, and some babies do need it on day number one, but my grandchildren did not need hepatitis B vaccine on day number one.
So I heard Senator Cassidy's questions. They were all good, but he did not wait for any answers. What is the approach, Senator, of having – this guy's already got confirmed, so don't tell me you just want to make a speech. What's the sense of not leaving him time to talk?
It is tough when you have 5 minutes, and I understand, too. I cut him off once myself because I wanted to get to the next question. I don't have a good answer, except I go back to this. It's a comms moment. It's a made-for-TV moment, and everyone's trying to get their second on your show or on, you know, your morning show, right?
Here is Senator Marty McCary, and just about the approach of this version of HHS, Cut 14.
We've had a myopic approach to health where we only talk about drugs and surgery. And I can tell you from my career as a physician at Johns Hopkins for 22 years, it's a system that's just a treadmill where you are just incentivized to bill and code and die and treat and operate. And so we've had this giant blind spot that no one has talked about until Secretary Kennedy, and that is to talk about school lunch programs, not just putting every six-year-old on Ozempic, to talk about food as medicine and the microbiome and gut health, to talk about chemicals that cause cancer, not just the chemo to treat it. So we have an exciting agenda now where the NIH is studying root causes.
Well, they're excited. I'm excited. The MAHA movement's excited. But it doesn't seem like anyone in Congress is excited. I saw another Republican, Senator Wasserman, had big questions. So what level of excitement do you have? And what about how do you feel about the need to address some of these fundamental things?
You know, hallelujah for Dr. McCary. He is absolutely spot on. I've spent hours and hours working with Marty, who I've known for several years, and Secretary Kennedy working on what MAHA legislation looks to put air beneath their wings. And, you know, it starts with food as medicine. We're trying to get whole milk back in school. We're working with our farmers to make more healthy food, to use less pesticides, less fertilizers, more nutrient-rich food. That's what we should have been talking about yesterday, Brian. Instead, everyone, you just mentioned the word COVID vaccine, and everybody loses their mind. They go to their political corner, and then we're going to fight about this stupid virus one more time. It is so frustrating. I want to talk about this chronic disease epidemic. 76%, as Secretary Kennedy said, 76% of Americans have a chronic disease. 20% of our children are on some type of a prescription drug right now. We have an epidemic of mental health illness in our youth and young adults as well. Why? Because of social media. There's legislation out there to make things better. We've got that package together, and that'll be my goal for the rest of this semester in Congress.
Yeah, so I want to bring it to Ukraine if I can. The president yesterday said he's going to talk to Vladimir Putin again. He hasn't run out of patience. I think it's done. If you watched him with the Chinese leader and the North Korean leader, he has no interest in peace. Here's Emmanuel Macron says he's finalizing American support in the phone call yesterday. Cut 26.
The conclusion of this call is simple. In the following days, we will finalize the American support to these security guarantees.
So they want to talk about security guarantees. I think it's time to up-arm Ukraine because it's the only thing Vladimir Putin understands. What are your thoughts?
You're absolutely right. The only thing that Putin understands is power, is strength himself. And really, I don't think he does anything differently until he sees Europe stepping it up. I think they're the ones that need to step it up right now, that they need to stop buying gasoline and LNG from Putin. They're still buying LNG. They're buying almost half of Putin's LNG that he's exporting. I want the United States to keep doing our part, but really my focus is on Europe. I'm all in on these sanctions, doubling down on them. I've been calling for that since the day that they invaded. I don't know why we're dragging our feet, but it's done. It's done talking with him right now. He's only going to respond to strength, to power. That's all that he understands. This guy is a cold-blooded killer. Common sense is not going to work with him.
Optimism isn't sunshine and rainbows. It's fixing things, changing the way we fix things. It's running the world on smarter energy. Because if optimism never stops, then change can't either. GE Vernova, the energy of change.
Hi, everyone. It's Brian Kilmeade here. Are you tired of those uncomfortable dress shirts, especially when they bunch up under a sweater? If so, then you must check out Collars & Co., makers of the Dress Collar Polo. Listen up. These shirts are four-way stretch, buttery soft polos with firm dress collars on them, so they give you the dress shirt look, but extremely comfortable polo feel. You can wear them with anything, under a sweater, with a blazer, or by themselves as an elevated polo. They work for any occasion. These polos are perfect, whether it's in the office, on a golf course, or a night out. Collars & Co. is exploding and have gone viral on social media thanks to the $1 million investment they received on Shark Tank from Mark Cuban and Peter Jones. You don't have to worry about collars that flop down and spread out. They stay firm and sharp all day. It's an amazing array of sweaters, quarter zips, pants, and outerwear. If you're looking for the performance dress shirt or polo that looks great all day, check out collarsandco.com. Use promo code Brian for 15% off of any purchase of $100 or more. That's promo code Brian. We're fighting we're literally having a war on drugs before it gets to our borders. You saw that boat that got blown out of the water off the coast of Venezuela. They actually had a jet buzz one of our ships yesterday. That better not happen again. So your thought about and how you've been briefed about what the plan is using the Department of Defense to rein in these cartels.
Look, this is a war, Brian. We're losing a Kansan every day to fentanyl poisoning. We're losing 100 or 200 Americans every day to fentanyl poisoning. This is the most immediate threat to our nation. And we've secured the border. So now what's happening is the drug lords are bringing in more in through the boats through Southern California, the West Coast, and then on the East Coast as well. This is a war. All's fair in love and war. That's all I can say is I'm tired of seeing our young kids die being poisoned. You know, they think they're taking an Adderall or a Xanax tablet. It's laced with this fentanyl and other drugs, which are 100 times more potent than that as well. So this is war. Whatever it takes to stop the fentanyl poisoning going on in this country, I'm all for it.
Well, we watch you. The other thing the president's moving on is crime in D.C. Give me an idea of the D.C. you came back to after a month off.
Yeah, that's amazing, Brian. My wife and I got back after being gone for a month, and we took a walk. We live by the Capitol, and you know there was kids playing volleyball in the courtyard beside the Russell Park and Hart Building. There was just a whole different atmosphere. You could walk down to Union Station now and listen to music rather than being panhandled and fearing for your life with all the comes along with the homelessness as well. It is just day and night. You go to the restaurants even now, and you can see that the waiters and waitresses have a hop in their step. So it is absolutely the crime rate has literally been cut in half. We were having a murder every other day this year in Washington, D.C., until President Trump said enough. So we've cut the crime in half. We're not finished. We got more work to do.
So what about Chicago? Would you be in support of putting National Guard, more FBI, more ICE agents into Chicago, even though the governors and mayors against it?
Look, certainly the FBI and all that stuff, I don't have to even think twice about it. If that's where the low-hanging fruit is, that's where they need to go and do their job, then super. I don't understand why the Chicago mayor and governor wouldn't say, we need your help, we're open arms, come. Much like Mayor Bowser in D.C. did, that she, of course, pushed against it. She had to show her base, but now she's secretly happy that we've come in there and helped. Same way with the Democrats, senators are all pushing back against this, but none of them will go walk by themselves unless they have their own detail, right? So I think we need to tread lightly on the National Guard and keep I'd have to really think twice about whether I want the National Guard there without their permission. But if there's a place that needs to be done, it'll be Chicago.
As you know, in the DNC, you didn't go, but it was in D.C. It's in Chicago, the DNC, and he asked the National Guard. They had to work. He called them up, did Governor Pritzker. So if they're so ineffective in cities, why did you need him so bad? Why does Governor Kathy Hochul put the National Guard in her subways? I thought they're not meant for that. Why am I looking at guys with guns and camouflage in the subways? They didn't mind. But now it's a problem. David Axelrod kind of agrees with you. Cut 41.
I would be careful about playing 28 politics on this issue because the right answer is we'll take all the help we can get as long as it's appropriate help, as long as it's stuff that will really help. I mean, these National Guardsmen aren't even trained to do that work. They're not authorized to do that work. So, you know, send us the resources that we need. We want to work with you. If there are people doing violent crimes here who are illegal immigrants, we want them out of our city. We'll work with you on that.
So he's saying that Pritzker, by coming out saying, I don't need any help while being the murder capital of the country, not great.
Yeah. So Americans, I think the number one issue to Americans, you wake up in the morning, Brian, is my family safe? Are my kids, are my grandkids safe? Is my staff safe? That's the number one thing. What the person you just met, like you said, Mr. Axelrod, he doesn't understand what the National Guard can do. They can provide support, intelligence. They crowd control. We sent some of our military to the southern border. We went down and visited them, troops from Fort Riley, Kansas. They were doing intelligence. They had helicopters. They were moving troops around. There's a whole lot of support things they can do, but leave the arresting to the local police, the FBI, those types of people, the federal officers. So they can be a huge force multiplier. These people are good.
I hear you. Senator Roger Marshall, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Brian. Have a great day.
You got
thanks.
It.
Whether it's in Drive, Dropbox, Slack, or that folder called Ugh, Dropbox Dash finds it fast. Smart search. Built for messy humans. Learn more at dropbox.com/dash.